Hello to everyone, I am Mohit and I am so happy and grateful for you being as my audience. I am happy that you are here listening my words and praising them and grateful for you as my audience. So today we are going to discuss a very important topic related to our love life. What I mean is today I am going to share something about love life basically, and what I felt about those words will be from my bottom of heart. Not from just my mind, but from the bottom of my heart, okay? But before going to the topic, I just want a favor from you. Please, please, please share the stuff that I'm sharing with you. Why any media? And wherever you share it, just tag me. I'm basically on every platform you can think of, from Facebook, Insta, wherever you can, okay? So let us dive into the topic. The topic for today is, basically, if you are in love with someone and you want to put yourself completely to it, then how and why and what will be the consequences? So before going to the topic that I want to share, that I am not understand what I'm going through right now. I'm talking with a girl for more than 20 days and I don't know if she'll love me or not, but I think I had some sorts of great feelings for her. But I will never say that I am incomplete without her. I'm complete without her, but there are some strong feelings that I want to share with her. And I don't know if she had or not, but sometimes she make me feel like, yeah, she will have. But another moment, she is like fading away. So the thing is so clear, and what I want from you is just listen to me and try to evolve the meanings that I want to. I think if you are in love with someone, then showing them what you feel about her or him is great. And if you don't show them, then I will say never, never, never go and talk to her like a way that you are her boyfriend or his boyfriend or her girlfriend. No, you can't. You don't have any right to do that stuff if you really doesn't love them. And if you really or literally have some feelings, then show them. Else there is nothing meaning of your love. And if you are not able to show your feelings, then what the fuck you say you love her or love her? Because I don't think that if you are in love with someone and you are not able to show your feelings or anything, that I don't think you are in love. Because sometimes doesn't showing mean that you don't, and sometimes showing off make you feel comfortable, because it will make you like, yeah, I had at least tried. And after that, maybe there will be regret or not, but I will say please, please, please go to her or him and tell what you feel if you literally love them. And if not, then go out and have a chill party a lot, and after that give them a breakthrough and just leave them out, okay? There is nothing more like in a relationship that I feel of. And and if you are thinking that you had proposed her and she has accepted, or he had been accepted, so what will be your experience maybe like? I don't know, and I want to feel that. Yeah, I literally want to feel that. But I think the vibes will be there, awesome. And as I'm talking with you, that I'm feeling a little bit more comfortable with her in saying anything that I could. So I think there will be a very good relation. I could share, or I may be sharing everything with her, from my tit to tat, everything. So I think if you are in a relationship that in which you really love her or him, then you are gonna share a lot of things, from your past to future to everything. But I will say live in the moments, and if you are not living in the moments, then I will say you are making your life a game in which there is just loss and loss and loss. I just want to say that if you are in a relationship, try to give your energy rather than time. For example, you are giving 10 hours to her, to her or him, but there is nothing it mean like. And sometimes giving just 1 hour make a difference. Yes, because there is a change in energy. For example, you are giving a lot of energy during talking with him or walking with him or anything you could think of, then it's make a sense. And if you are like chatting on your phone while talking with her, that doesn't mean any sense. So try to give your energy rather than time, I think. And if I will be in relationship, then I will do the same thing. Will give my energy more than time. Yeah, that's a basic rule to live a great life. So this was the thing that I want to share. And if you are thinking about the consequences, then I will say this is not a love, this is not love. And if you are thinking about consequences, like what will be after that and what will be that, then I will say there is nothing like love. Then I will say it's a business you are doing with her or him. You're just trying to make a business. For example, you will do something for him and he will do something for her, you. She will do something for you and you will do something for her. That's called business, dude. That's not love. And if you're thinking about consequences, then I will say that's not love. So feel the vibes, what I said to you. And at the end, the insights that I want to share with you are like this. If you are literally in love with someone, then try to make her feel comfortable with you. Try to make her feel that, yeah, he is the perfect guy or she is the perfect woman, which I need. Okay, so this was the thing that I want to share. And if you're thinking about consequences, at last I'm sharing this one also. If you're thinking about consequences, then it's not love, dude. It's just business. And you have to understand that you are not loving someone, you're just doing business with him or her. So don't care about consequences, because love is not a thing, it's a feeling, and feelings doesn't have any consequence. So this was all about today, and I'm so grateful that you are here. I think this was from the bottom of my heart. I had shared a lot of things, I had smiled a lot during this episode, and I am in deep zone that I really want to be in, because I was thinking that she is in front of me and I'm trying to tell something to her. Everything looks great in this moment, and I think that's something happening in my life right now, in these moments, in these days, and I think that experience is amazing. Okay, so this was all about today. I am so grateful that you were here, listen to me, and appreciated your time, that you were able to listen it, and I'm so grateful that you were here. So happy for you and happy for me. Thanks. We will meet soon with another stunning episode on my podcast. Until that moment, stay tuned on Spotify for that moment. Thanks. We'll meet soon.